I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all.
Republic Broadcasting Network, this is Talk with John here on Republic Broadcasting, Saturdays 3 to 5 Mountain, 4 to 6 Central. You can tune in and join me here. I'm going to give the on-air lines because I'll bet a few of the callers have some questions for Michael. The on-air lines are 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. Or if you're minute challenged, it's 800-313-9443. Also, a way to interact with me is to go ahead and use my Twitter. My Twitter is TalkWithJohn1. That's TalkWithJohn1. That's a great way to interact with me, and you can ask some questions of my guests or interact with me. So I want to get into I also need to mention today's date is, it is January 22nd, 2022. So the 22nd of January, Saturday, and it is the 22nd, or 2022. I also want to give real quickly my, give out my show prayer. I hope my show is a gift back to my forefathers, the founding fathers, and may it be an acceptable token to our Father above. Then, where there, the show mantra, where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of Christ. Where the Spirit of Christ is, there will be liberty, and the greater the Spirit of Christ, the greater liberty will be. As I mentioned in the last hour, we need to remember that we're not just Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal. I think the most important thing to mention is I'm a Christian conservative. That is for me, that is the most important thing to mention. I'm a Christian first, and then I'm a conservative second. Right now, I have Michael Letts joining me. He's the CEO and founder of Invest USA. Will you share with us, Michael Letts, real quickly, what is Invest USA all about?
Invest USA is a public charity that was started 30 years ago, 29 years to be exact. Its whole purpose was to make sure that we protected and did whatever was necessary to our Thin Blue Line, our officers, to make sure they had the equipment that they needed to come home safely to their families. We started off by buying concealable vests. Criminals got more sophisticated and started using long rifles and assault rifles, so we had to create new technology called active shooter vests, which would stop those rounds. But it kind of evolved in the last 3 or 4 years, besides not just protecting them physically, but protecting their reputation and their job, because we're losing them so fast. The Thin Blue Line is being destroyed, and it's being targeted to be destroyed. The left has decided that the only way to destroy this country is to destroy our Thin Blue Line and our military, and they're trying to do both. And so we have used Invest in not only to protect them physically by raising money for vests, but to also trumpet causes and things that are being used in the leftist media to make our officers look bad. Make them look like, hey, you should just go ahead and resign. You don't need to be involved with this. That's what they want to do. This illustration, January 6th, is what we're talking about. They're making officers look as if we're incompetent. We don't know how to do investigations. They're doing it for a political reason, for political gain. That is not what law enforcement is all about. Law enforcement is upholding the law and justice for everyone. And we have to make sure But that is what we continue to press, and we have to call it out, regardless of whether it's good or bad, every time we see that point being violated. It's being violated now. You know, I'll call it out. We talked earlier about New York, I mean, what some people think about law enforcement. An officer was killed last night, and he did his best to make sure that he separated a domestic violence issue. That man's a hero. But at the same time, they're using NYPD officers to arrest kids for not having a vaccination passport. That's a policy matter. We need to make sure it's not the desire of those officers to do that. We need to make sure that we separate the politics of it, deal with the politics, and let officers be what they're supposed to be, and that is to uphold law and justice.
Amen. Well said, brother. Okay, let's get back to January 6th. And I mentioned last week, and I've said before, I think January 6th was the second biggest story, and it should have been a non-story, frankly. Right. For the amount of time that it's been, and airtime it's been given, it lasted, what, maybe 6 hours at most? 6 to 8 hours at most?
Correct.
And very little property damage happened. I don't believe that there was $1.5 million done in property, maybe if you count sweeping floors and maybe some extra staff. But let's get into some of the other details of January 6th. So there should have been more, I believe there should have been more Capitol Police. Frankly, they probably should have had the National Guard there, because they knew that there were going to be hundreds of thousands of people there. I'm not saying that, and you have those people there just for crowd control, just moving people around, let alone that they were actually going to close down a building that's been opened every single time that a new president, or every time that that Congress meets to certify the electors, the Electoral College votes. So let's get into some of the other details. I think I've shared with you before. I can't remember if John Stadtmiller shared with you, but John Stadtmiller, who you interviewed, you the founder of Republic Broadcasting, who's passed away, he saw a police vehicle lead more than one vehicle. So police vehicle type leading other vehicles. I believe it was either vans or buses, and the people that got, once they pulled into the area right in front of the Capitol, the people got out, and something he shared with me was, John, it didn't look like anything. They didn't look at all like the rest of the Trump supporters. And they went right up to the front and started beating on the doors and caused the mayhem. There are thousands of hours of recording from people's cell phones were taken away, haven't been returned. There are tons of cameras that are all around the Capitol. There's tons of hours of information. And I want to kind of go into those things. And then on top of that, we're also hearing that Ashley Babbitt wasn't the only one that was killed. I've heard other people died. There was a beating that was done, I believe, by either a policewoman or something along those lines. So what are some of those pieces of information? Are we completely off on the right that's got the conservative media? I'm going to call it the real conservative, the true media. Are those things that we're hearing, are they true, false? You've said you've got some sources, and I'm curious what you have to say there.
Yes, well, some of it's true. Some of it has been embellished. There were others who were assaulted, and they weren't just assaulted by officers. They were assaulted by people that were unidentifiable. When I say unidentifiable, the FBI knows who they are, okay? Or could they have been members of Black Lives Matter, Antifa, creating a stir, trying to create additional things? Certainly so. Were there any others that died? Yes, there were others that died. However, I would caution to say, and this is where I think sometimes it gets a little exaggerated, shall we say.
Embellished at the very least.
Is just like with the officers, there were other officers that died, and they blamed it on January 6th. No, they died of natural causes. They had a heart attack 2 or 3 days afterwards. Now, one could argue, well, it was the trauma, the stress of that day. folks, if you can't deal with the stress of the job, you can't blame it on one particular incident, okay? I mean, you know, people die of heart attacks every day. You can't automatically assume it was one particular issue that caused that. So that's what I mean by sometimes we on the right side say, well, there are additional deaths. Yes, there were additional deaths, but they were natural causes. So to automatically assume it was caused because of an incident that day, I think is carrying it a little further than what we need to go. There are documented incidents that other people were assaulted, no question, there on the Capitol that day. And there are documentations. People arrived early. Remember I told you I was there January 6th at the rally that morning. The president had deliberately made his comments late. He had come out late so that he was behind schedule by about 45 minutes to an hour. Gave them the opportunity for those agitators to get there ahead of time, to set the stage, to get the doors open, because quite frankly,
the Skype broke up for just a moment there. Okay, sure. Did you say the president delayed purposefully, or the president was delayed? And are you saying that he delayed because he wanted the agitators to get moving?
No, the president delayed because he knew that they were conducting the business now, and he didn't want any association with his rally and anyway interfering with what Congress was doing.
Okay. The world.
And so he was delayed in getting out, delayed the ability. I will tell you this, by delaying the ability for the crowd to get to the U.S. Capitol, set the stage and the ability of the time for others to get in place first, open the doors to lead the way to a excursion inside. And that's what we see happening. And quite frankly, by the time the crowd got there from the speech, president's speech, things were chaotic, yes, but doors were being opened. Most of those people didn't know that they couldn't come in, that they had closed the Capitol, that they were trespassing, infringing. They were just following the crowd. It looked like Capitol Police were inviting them in. And then to take this and turn it into a scenario where we're now saying it was an attempt to overthrow democracy, and it ranks the same as the December 7th of World War II or 9/11, is just asinine.
Okay, so we have not spoken about this, and I don't know if you have any knowledge, but there were people such as Ray Epps. I'm sure you're familiar with the name. There are people that have said, hey, people were taking down barricades, and we know that there were HR teams around, that the FBI had plainclothes people that were around. And so the question we don't know, were they in the crowd involved in things, is either an agitator, but if I understood correctly from the hearing, the FBI is not supposed to be involved in crowds, and the Capitol Police are not supposed to be in crowds as plainclothes individuals to try to control crowds. That's not part of their policy.
Correct.
Do you have information that did happen, or is that just fake news that we're being told by the left stream CNN?
No, the information that we have were that there were rapid response teams were there. Now, protocol with the rapid response teams would have those teams fully outfitted in tactical gear, not plain clothes. But to be able to say that they were not plain clothes, the FBI is denying, not commenting or confirming or denying. And my experience has been with government, anytime they refuse to confirm or deny, there's always a reason behind it.
It's almost like it's at least a partial confirmation.
Right.
It's really a statement of, we don't want to tell you the truth.
Very much so.
Every time that I heard the FBI assistant director, I believe it was, and the DOJ person say, you know, I don't know. What they really were saying was, I don't know how to answer this. As
correct.
Opposed to, I don't know how to answer this so I don't get myself or the agency in trouble, is what they really should have been saying. Okay. You shared with me that you've got some people, boots on the ground, that have given you information about January 6th.
Correct.
Let me ask you this. What are their thoughts and what are your overall thoughts of January 6th? Okay, so let me give you mine. Had I been there, I am very concerned. I know I would have never have been someone that would have hit a police officer.
Correct.
I know that I never would have been in this scenario. Let me be very specific. In this scenario, I would have not been, definitely would not been one of the individuals that would have hit anybody that was Capitol Police. I would have not tried to riot inside a riot. I would not have tried to break down glass doors. But I can virtually guarantee you, had I been close to those doors and been locked out of a building, that I've never been to the Capitol. Never been. And even if I'd been there five times, those doors open, I want to go in.
Sure.
I would have been one of those individuals that would have gone through those velvet ropes. Notice, well, there was no spray painting of those statues in there.
Correct.
So,
and quite frankly, John, I guess that's one of the things I want to stress on the show is, you know, of course, I've been there quite often. The crowd, remember, I told you I drove by as it was unfolding, because I was headed to another out of town, headed to the airport. I can tell you this, when you were driving by looking at the people, there are so many people that were there. There wasn't fist fights, people throwing people off of balconies, etc. There were certain segmented areas where there were disturbances going on. There were other segmented areas where people just thought they were on tour, going there for what they had every right to be. They wanted to see how their government worked. They wanted to observe government in action, like they were taking a tour, or, you know, a sightseeing trip. And quite frankly, that's what breaks my heart. You have so many people that literally went for the right reason, wanted to be a part of their government, wanted to watch what their government wanted to see firsthand, history in motion, history being made. Because quite frankly, when you look, and this is a whole other segment where you talk about, was there enough evidence that the election should have been not certified or should have been certified? That's a separate issue.
I agree.
The point is, there was enough concern, okay, that it was going to be discussed, which it was. It was going to be brought up. It had not been brought up. There have been times over the last couple hundred years that there have been. This is not the first time that happened. They have challenged an electoral college. And so they were going to see history in the making again. And they came just for the ability to participate. And now they're being charged with trespassing. They've been sitting in jail for a year without representation in solitary confinement. That's the kind of things that the Soviet Union used to do. That's the kind of thing that communist China does. That's the kind of thing we fought wars for, or against tyranny for, and it should never be happening in this country. And those that are propagating it and allowing it to happen need to be held accountable.
So when we get back from break, I want to go down the rabbit hole. I want to know, okay, so you've shared with us it's not as bad as you think. It's not as bad as it's been portrayed.
Correct.
I want to get more to, what are you being told about what happened on January 6th from those who have working knowledge of the situation, that the narrative that these were all Trump supporters that were causing these issues? I want to know, is that true? I also want to know, if it's not true that there were agitators, what seems to be the general feeling of the people that are sharing with you? I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to honor that you've been a stand-up guy with me for many, 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 many months. You've been a stand-up guy. I have no reason to question you otherwise. You know, when someone says, well, John, who's your source? I'm sorry. I'm told things in confidence. Now, fortunately, I happen to be kind of in the news media side, so I literally have that protection.
Right.
People can tell me, and I can keep confidences. But I'm a man of my word. When I tell someone, you tell me this in confidence, I will keep it to myself. I'm not going to ask you to break that confidence. But I want to know, what is the general things that you are hearing from law enforcement, your contacts, about January 6th? Was either the Capitol Police or some form of the government involved in this agitation? And are they hiding information from the American public? And let's answer that on the other side. Thank you.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I think you're crazy.
Public Broadcasting Network. This is Talk with John. I have Michael Letts of Invest USA with me right now. So let's get back to it. The question that I asked Michael Letts, I said, I'm curious what your, also let me give out the call-in numbers, folks. If you've got questions for Michael Letts, I'm going to be more than happy to let you ask him. You're quiet today, so I'm guessing you're enjoying what you're hearing. Phone number is 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, or the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. If you're minute and money challenged and you can't pay for your own dime, we'll take care of it for you. All right, so the question I asked you before we went to break, that was... What are your sources telling you about January 6th? Do they feel that this was that what happened at the Capitol, windows being broken and so forth, is that mostly Trump people that did that, or do they feel that that was more nefarious, meaning it was more than just Trump people? My suspicion, that I'm going to give you my personal supposition, is I think it was mostly non-Trump supporters that caused those things. But what have you been told, Michael?
The same thing. Sources tell me that none of them really believe that there were any Trump supporters that deliberately set out to vandalize and to riot and to destroy. They were there to support actions that they thought were going to be taken. And what were those actions? They thought that there was going to be a challenge to numerous state electoral colleges presentations and results, and that it was going to be sent back to the states, and then we were going to go from there. They never were part of nor had any intent to be a part of vandalizing or destroying or threatening lives or anything along those lines. There was a group that was set in ahead of time to do that, agitators, and to create the narrative. Again, we have to understand this is a very powerful weapon that's been unleashed on the American people. If you can cause the American people to think that government has their best interest at heart, anyone who challenges government actions is a conspiracist and an enemy of democracy, then they have won. And that is exactly what they're attempting to do here. You got to give them credit. They've done a pretty good job of it to this point. I think what happened is now it's backfiring. Why is it backfiring? Because, you know, you can only bury a lie for so long before the truth eventually comes out. The truth is beginning to surface. People are beginning to ask very legitimate questions that we have asked on this show. And when they can't get an answer, they begin to suspect something's wrong.
Okay, so when people tell me how can conspiracies be kept, I'm going to say you need to go back and you need to view the video of the the guy from the DOJ and the FBI director being interviewed. That's how conspiracies can be kept, because they were saying, I don't know. And they were one of three things when they said, I don't know, when they were saying, I don't know, because they did say, I can't comment. I cannot comment. And, you know, I can't talk about ongoing investigation. So one of the questions just asked was there anybody from the FBI that was involved in this? He didn't say about a specific case, but she's like, I can't talk about ongoing cases. He wasn't asking about a case. He was talking about generalities. So, but the other comment was, I don't know. There was the answer given, I don't know. They were either one, lying, or two, telling the truth, or three, being evasive and somewhat trying to tell the truth. And I'm going to say all three of those prove to me that the bottom line is only people can have only so much knowledge, and conspiracies do happen in the government and are kept quiet. That's my supposition. I'm not going to speak to more than that. I'm just going to let it be. Okay. Last thing, trespass. You mentioned we have a bunch of people in jail right now. I believe it's like somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 in jail right now for trespassing.
750.
200. How many?
750.
750. When was the last time you heard of someone being held in jail for trespassing, period, just for the crime of trespassing?
Never.
And then being held in jail for more than even a couple of days.
Never. And now, you know, they took a year to finally figure out if they could get somebody for a sedition. And their case is so weak on that they're grasping at straws.
Okay. Let's hit Stuart Rose and Ray Epps. I have interviewed Stuart Rose. I found him to be... his message was, I interviewed him last year, at the beginning of last year, and we're going to hit this break. Let's get more to it on the other side.
Look forward to it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
Okay.
Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Yeah. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains.
I'm listening to that song, listening to Michael's voice, and I'm going to say he's got a little country boy in him.
You got it right.
I've got a lot of city slicker in me, but my roots are solidly in country.
No question. That's what made this country great.
Yes. So, you know, that was very much played in your honor, Michael.
Thank you.
I'm going to guess that you've, you know, how to do a number of those things that were shared in that song.
No question.
So let's, I'm going to share this with Stuart Rhodes. When I interviewed him, I felt him, the message that he was sharing is, and what Oath Keepers is very much about is once you've left your, you know, once you've stopped being in the military, once you're no longer an active police officer or something like that, that oath that you took to protect the, to uphold and protect the Constitution, it doesn't stop.
Correct.
And them getting together and training how to use firearms. They actually teach children how to use firearms. They train on how to help assist first responders. A lot of them also helped out here in Utah. They help with search and rescue. So, I mean, I think they do a lot of great good. But so I have my questions on whether Stuart Rhodes is part of the feds or been used by the feds. Ray Epps, I don't have much question on. So I want to get your thoughts on Ray Epps. And then when we go to Stuart, before we hit more on Stuart Rhodes, I'm going to share with you and the audience a few pieces from the indictment.
Sure.
A few pieces that were given in the indictment that make me go, okay, whether he's a fed or not, the fact that the government is willing to put this crap out and say that they're going after him for this reason really makes me mad. But I want to know, what are your thoughts? What have you heard, and what are your thoughts on Ray Epps, just real briefly?
Well, I think in answering that question, John, we have to define what do the feds view as informants or assets is the word they use for an agency. And what liberties do they have in doing that? They are not required to disclose, to confirm, or to deny. And, of course, they take the position that it's to protect the identity or to protect the welfare of the individual. If he's giving information and it gets out that he's giving information, he can be subject to repercussions. They have taken that liberty and really adopted it in almost everything they do nowadays. They either confirm or deny anything. And so you take Ray Epps, who can easily make the assertion that he is not an informant, because you remember they use words interchangeably. They could have called him an asset instead of an informant. But is there an association? That would be the key. And quite frankly, it causes one to have validity in asking the question, because if he were no association, then he would be being treated the same as another 750 people who were arrested, who just actually were there. Some of them were just simply walking through as sightseeing tourists. And it makes absolutely no sense why he would be totally protected and allowed to remain unquestioned and free if he did not have some kind of association with one of the agencies involved. And it could not just be the FBI. There were other agencies up there as well. Homeland Security, DOJ, there were other agencies as well.
Yeah.
And they may not have just asked the right question as to what agency he was associated with.
Because when you don't know the right question to ask. And when you're not allowed to interview, you're not allowed to ask the right question.
Correct. You understand how it works. I mean, they have done this, John. And this is what I want your listeners to understand. This just didn't just happen yesterday. They have perfected this method over decades as to how they operate. And they've done it so well and so prudently that it's secondhand nature. They do it without thinking anymore. And so when they look at you and say they don't know, that word "they don't know" has a whole different definition to them than it does to you.
Well, I can say I don't know how, you know, when I say I don't know, I can be, typically when I use that in just conversations, it means I don't really know either what you're talking about, or I really don't have the information. When they say I don't know, that typically means I don't know how to exactly answer that question that best fits me in the way that I want it. So don't know.
And carrying a step further, John, here's how their interpretation is. No, that is a tool that we use. I mean, that's part of our tool set. And yeah, we do know. I mean, but no, you don't get to know because we have the right to cover that information because we're protecting an asset. So right. I don't know. I mean, and they can say it with impunity, but it has no meaning when they say it the way you think it is.
So I'm going to read just from one thing in the indictment. It's under number 17. So this is part of the indictment that it is against Stuart Rhodes and some of his quote unquote other conspirators. It says, so number 17 starts out, conspirators carried out the conspiracy through the following manner, means, and among others, preparing for and coordinating travel to Washington, D.C. to use force to stop the lawful transfer of power. Now, I have serious questions on that, maybe, maybe not, but that's pretty loose. It's not very defined. Organizing into teams that were prepared and willing to use force to transport, willing to use force and to transport firearms and ammunition to Washington, D.C. Well, what does use force mean? But is it wrong to transport firearms and ammunition into Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's not wrong to transport ammunition, period. Now, D.C. does have its own ordinance against firearms, but quite frankly, they didn't bring them into D.C.
That's one of the big keys. Then also, recruiting members and affiliates to participate in conspiracy. Okay, all right. I'm not even going to go down the path on that one. Here's another one. Organized trainings to teach and learn paramilitary combat tactics. Is that against the law?
I thought that was actually provided for on the state militias. We have 28 militias, state militias in this country so far, and I have publicly said that every state needs to have a state militia.
Yep. Yes, you have. And that's one of the things I love about you, brother. Bring in and contributing firearms, ammunition, and related equipment to staging areas outside Washington, D.C. Notice it said outside. They didn't say inside Washington, D.C.
Correct.
Because bringing those type of things and that equipment is into, like, so I can go from Utah out to Virginia or West Virginia, and I've committed no felony in any way, shape, or form.
That's correct.
In fact, probably many of the, long as I'm being a good, upstanding individual, most police officers and state troopers and deputies that I come across go, "You attaboy, can I see?"
You got to go on a hunting trip.
And here's another one. Bringing and contributing paramilitary gear, weapons, and supplies, including knives, batons, camouflage combat uniforms, tactical vests with plates and helmets, eye protection, and radio equipment to Capitol grounds.
Well, let's take a look at each one of those. First of all, there are no legislation that you cannot own a tactical vest or eye goggles. There is no legislation that means you cannot own, in fact, the Army Navy stores sell use military clothing all the time. There's nothing illegal about that. I don't know, see any violation of any ordinance or any provision in what you just read.
So another thing that I'm going to throw out here, I don't see, you know, one of the things that was brought up in this indictment, I'm not going to go further into this, but I will mention one more thing. They got one of the things they were so concerned about was a night scope. How's a night scope going to help you during the middle of the day?
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, John. That's, yeah.
Okay, so this is letter J under number 17 in the indictment. Using website, social media, text message, and encrypted messaging applications to communicate with other co-conspirators and others. I find the and others, to my thought is Stuart Rhodes. So I'm 51% Stuart Rhodes is fed involved or association. I'm going to guess that's the others. co-conspirators and others. All right, so I won't go any further down on this. So I will give this. Alex Jones said that he believes that Stuart Rhodes is Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, that's one of the groups that are used by the feds. So it's not directly FBI, DOJ, but we do know that the and why do I go, okay, why did that make me go, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to listen to this, because he said Southern Poverty Law Center. What has the Southern Poverty Law Center done within the FBI? They have gone and done trainings on the evil terrorist white conservatives, right. And not just the white ones, but anybody that stands behind the Constitution, they in their trainings, and this is recorded, you know, we are, if the founders were now today, they'd be considered terrorists. That was, I believe, a Southern Poverty Law person that was giving that training.
Correct.
I want to give you a chance to comment on anything I said if you want to. You can totally disavow it and say, John, you're a crackpot, and I'm going to let you go hang yourself. You're going to hang alone on this one. But if you've got any thoughts with what I just shared, then we get to a caller.
Let me just quickly say this to all those that are listening. Every question that has been raised deserves an honest, transparent answer, not a bunch of deflection. That is what we are seeking for. That's the American way. There's nothing wrong with that. That is not conspiracy. That's holding people accountable. And that's what this country was founded upon.
Okay. I got two callers. Let's get to them. Let's get to the first one. Tom in Utah, what's on your mind?
Hello. Are we connected?
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, John, you know that I spent a year of accumulated time in Washington, D.C. in the previous decade. I had two experiences that proved to me that the Capitol Mall is the most secure, the most surveilled piece of property on the entire planet. In fact, I was late coming out of a visit with Dennis Kucinich, Congressman Kucinich. We kind of hung around outside of his office, and we heard the slam of steel. When we went out in the hallway, we were trapped in the hallway because of the security gates that are all over the place in the mall. So, you know, when I see people walking into the Capitol, if there had been a couple of people that walked in there and looked nefarious or misbehaving, all they got to do is drop those gates. They slam down and you're trapped. So no more than a handful of people could have gotten in that Capitol without the security being aware of that, and they just flip the switch and drop those stainless steel gates, and you would never have any traffic through that building, and whoever was inside would be trapped, like in a jail cell. The other thing I learned, Fran Drescher found me in D.C. in 2005, and she was so grateful when she came up and gave me a big hug right there in the Russell Building. And from that point on, every office I went to asked me, are you a friend of Fran Drescher? You know, the nanny, she's gorgeous. And I was surprised. I found out that every area of that Capitol Mall is surveilled with camera, but not only camera, but also shotgun microphones. So even if you're talking crossways, they can listen in on your conversation. There's no doubt that they could have shut that Capitol down in 2 or 3 seconds if they considered anybody acting out of order. I mean, again, that's the most secure piece of property on the planet. So I know all that stuff was allowed.
Michael, you were saying?
Yeah, Tom, you are correct. I'm a little surprised that you know as much as you do. But that is correct. That is one of the most secure locations. That and the White House are the most secure locations anywhere in the world.
Tom,
yes,
I'm going to give you a chance to give a quick comment because we're about to hit break.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, they couldn't have got away with anything over there with that security system.
No, that's why they had the rocket response teams from all three agencies sitting there waiting.
Yep. Their control room was like a an airport traffic control center. And they can see everything that's happening everywhere.
That is correct.
You could not plant pipe bombs or anything, even the night before. I mean, that's a 24/7
surveillance. It's 24/7. You can't get by with anything.
Exactly. Thanks.
Tom, it sounds like you're breaking up just a little bit, but thank you for your comments. Really appreciate you. And then on the other side of this break, we're going to get to Joseph from Boston. Tom, call me next week on the Talk with John show on KT.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Network. This is Talk with John. Okay, we need to get right to it. I'm going to let Joseph from Boston go ahead and share with us what's on your mind.
Hello. Hello, John. I am visually impaired. I haven't heard Republic for a while. I'm glad Lady A, or that Alexa Theis, has you on. I hope they get all the alternative media on. Just want to say, I didn't know John Stapp Miller left us. Maybe you can tell me a little about that. But this Capitol, I think that it was a setup, just like this COVID thing, because there is a treatment for it. And as you know, they're starting to lift in England. And ivermectin, and I'm sure you guys have had these doctors on, Dr. McCullough and others. And
I have interviewed on these airwaves, on this very show, Peter McCullough. Yes.
What do you think of him? And are you related to John Stapp Miller? Because your name is John, too. And I'm just asking. I know Kate Dolley out there in Utah had a hell of a time going through with her husband. They didn't want to give him the... It's horrible. It's really a disgrace. Especially when you're visually impaired. It's very hard.
Let me... Okay. So I'll answer the question. John Stapp Miller passed away, I believe it was on November 5th, due to the AAA. The silent killer, abdominal something embolism.
Wait a minute, November 5th when? What
November 5th, November 5th. We still have the network up and running, and our goal is to keep it going. My opinion of the vaccinations, I have serious questions. I don't think they are very good, let alone they may not work at all. Michael, one thing that I have real concerns is they're still trying to push this on first responders. They're the last people that need to be forced to do it, especially when we don't have Seattle Police Department, I believe, let go 100 officers. To be letting go of officers and first responders is absolutely ridiculous.
They let go 1,000 here in Boston, I think.
Wow. Michael, I'm going to let you make a quick comment, and then Joseph, call back next week, and I hope to be able to talk to you more. So thanks for your time, Joseph. I really appreciate it, and I'm sorry if I didn't answer all your questions, but literally we're up against it. Michael, I want you to tell people how you can contact you, and if you want to make a quick comment on the vaccines, go ahead.
Sure. But
literally, we've got about 30 seconds.
Make sure you go to our website, investusa.org, investusa.org. Get involved. Make sure that you support our first responders. Yes, the vaccines, there are so many things going on that you just need to know for yourself. Stay informed. Make sure that you help keep America free. God bless you and God bless America.
God bless you and God bless America. Take care, brother.
Take care, John. Good to see you. Thank you. My privilege.
Thank you, Sam. You did a great job.
Thanks, Sam.
Going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off LLC, 417-932-6419.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.